next few minutes, something I wrote up, I think it was last year, a year ago or 2 years ago, in the Purim to Go. And it was discussed, the topic, the title was Making Sense of Purim, making sense in the both ways, making sense, S-E-N-S-E, and also S-C-E-N-T-S, sense of smell. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, of course, he laced the Torah with countless secrets. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah, he wrote the Torah in a way that future events, future personalities are all hinted within the Torah. Now, as with other characters in Tanakh, Chazal searched for a biblical allusion, a source in the Torah for the various heroes of Purim. Mordechai, Esther, Haman, Gemara and Chulin asks, how do we know? How do we know these people are hinted in the Torah? Where are they hinted in the Torah? So the pasuk, this week's Parsha Kisisa, says, V'ata kach l'cha b'som rosh mar dror. Is it this week's Parsha or next week's? V'ata kach l'cha b'som rosh mar dror. You should take for yourself the spices of mor dror. And the Targum Onkelos there writes, Mira dachya. Mor dror means Mira dachya. The Chazal point out in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Tesman Beis, Mir Dachya is a reference to Mordechai. Mordechai is hinted in Mordor, in these Besamim. Now, the specific words that are employed to allude to the particular characters, the words Mordor, are of great significance. They're trying to tell us something important, something essential about the character behind them. So Mordor is a particular spice which is used for the Shemen HaMishka. The Shemen HaMishka was the oil necessary for anointing all the kalim of the Mishkan. What's the correlation between Mordechai and these besamim? What's the Torah trying to teach us by the character, about the character of Mordechai, by concealing Mordechai's name within the words Mordor? Now, Mordechai is not the only Purim character that's hinted in within spices. Esther follows suit with her second name, Esther. Hadassah, the Gemara Megillah, Yud-Omen Beis, Yala Hadass, what does Yala Hadass mean? Zu Esther HaTzadekes, Shenikos Hadassah, Shenemar Vayhi Omeas Hadassah. Hadassah was Esther. Now, in Talmudic times, the Hadass, which were used for Dalaminim, was used primarily for smelling. Remember the Gemara in Sukkah last year, Hadassim were used to smell. In addition to its inclusion in the Dalad Minim of Sukkot, it was also used for Havdalah. There's a strong connection of Hadassim for Havdalah. The Pasuk says, Tachas ha-na'atzutz yale b'rosh v'tachas ha-sarpad yale hadas. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Right before the Pasuk, it says, Shomer Shabbos mechalo v'shomer yodo me'asos kol ra. There's a connection of Shabbos and Tachas ha-na'atzutz of the Hadas. So Zohar, quoting the Mishnah Berurah, says, the juxtaposition of these two Pasukim of Shabbos and Hadassim, that there's an idea that the Shulchan Aruch says you should use Hadassim for the Besamim. Beis Yosef writes, we should use Hadassim for the Besamim. Why? The Mishnah quotes the Zohar that the connection of these two Pesukim is hinting at the idea of Shabbos and Hadassim, Hadassim for the Abdullah. Why? Why should we use the Hadassim? What's the explanation for using the Hadassim for the Besamim? So the Torah says a very simple thing. You use a mitzvah for one, an object for one mitzvah, use it for a different mitzvah. We use Hadassim for Lulav, Dal Minim, you should use it for another mitzvah, the mitzvah of Havdalah. I think there might be a deeper understanding why we use Hadassim for Havdalah. In fact, Rav Yosef Kara writes, that there is a profound meaning behind why we use Hadassim, but he doesn't really privy the reader to what's behind this. Now, the Shiboli Leket quotes in the name of the Gonim. Minayin she'omrim hala b'Rosh Chodesh. How do you know you say hala on Rosh Chodesh? The hint in the Tillim, the last Tillim, haluka halu el b'katro, yud beis palmim halalu. It says, last haluka we say in Pesukei Dezimra, it says 12 times halalu, keneged the 12 months of the year. So we say hala on each of the months. That's the source of saying hala on Rosh Chodesh. Medrash goes on to explain that that's why we double Kol HaNeshama to make 13 for a leap year. Sometimes there are 30 months in the year. But which Halukah is connected to which Rosh Chodesh? So the Klezmerger Rebbe writes that the first mention of the Hallel corresponds to the first month of all the months, Nisan. Nisan is the first of the months. And he says that the praise regarding the shofar that we say in Halukah, Halu B'Seiko Shofar, that refers to Elul, where we blow the shofar every single day of the month. So it's even very sensible that the last one should be connected to Adar, the last of the months. And in fact, Adar, which gets doubled, Kol Nisham also gets doubled. Seems to be a very strong correlation. What's even more interesting is that the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Gibbon Bey, says, Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvi Amar Rav, Minayin Shemavarachin Al HaReach, how do you know you're supposed to say a bracha on making a smelling something? Shinemar Kol HaNishama Tahalel Ko, Eze Dover Shanishama Nehenes Mehemenu, what's the hana that the neshama gains hana from? Vena guf nedam imenu, and the body, the physical body, doesn't gain hana. Ha the omer zeha reach. The neshama gets the pleasure from the reach, from the smell. We learn this out from kol neshama. You're supposed to say bracha on smell. This is the same pasuk kol neshama that we're saying corresponds to the month of Adar, heightening the connection, the correlation between Adar and the sense of smell. And now, the relevance of a neshama. Yeah. There's an idea in Machshava and Kabbalah. There are seven liquids that be machshir food to become tameh. Before an apple becomes tameh, it first has to, after being cut off from the tree, it needs to encounter water or some other liquid. One of the seven liquids. After that, it becomes tameh. Now, the seven liquids are corresponding to seven different holidays throughout the year. The seven liquids are water, dew, wine, milk, blood, honey, and oil. Chazal write that Pesach is connected to blood, dam. Shavuot is connected to milk, we have milchiks. Rosh Hashanah, dvash. Yom Kippur, dew, the pureness. Sukkot, mayim, nitzach mayim. Chanukah, shemen. Purim, of course, is yain, wine. So it's no Chiddush that Purim is connected to yain. What's really interesting is, so what's the edict that the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin or Beis tells us that we're supposed to drink? Chayiv inish lebesume. Lebesume. We have to drink. Besume, pretty similar to besamim. There's a strong correlation between smelling and drinking. It's almost the same words used. One's a samach, one's a sin, but pretty much the same thing. The Gemara in Erevin Daf Samech Chayim Alf quotes from Rabbi Chanina, Kol ha-mispate b'yeno, yesh bo midas kono. Anybody who becomes from fighting and becomes relieved through drinking wine is approved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know this? Shenemar v'yireach Hashem es reach hanichach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smelled the smell. The Gemara in Erevin wanted to know, how do you know someone who drinks something to appease himself is midas kono? The Gemara brings a pasuk about reach. We're using smell to support something about wine. That wine is a great way to pacify someone. It's a great peacemaker based on a pasuk about reach. Rashi comments there in Erevin that drinking is tantamount to smelling. They accomplish the same effect. And very physically, the feeling you have, the buzz you have from drinking, when you smell something, it smells not as potent, but you smell something, you get this certain feeling inside, this deep feeling inside. It's not a physical feeling, it's some mental feeling. I'm going to try to go through quickly now because we don't have much time left. Bnei Yisrael writes that with the original chait of Adam Rishon and the Nachash, all four of the five senses were affected by the Nachash. If you look in the Pesukim there, four of the senses, sense of sight, hearing, touch, and taste were all affected by the Nachash. The sense of smell was not mentioned in the Pesukim. Bnei Sasra says the sense of smell is completely protected from the Nachash. The Nachash was not able to impact the sense of smell. So despite all of Haman's efforts, Haman, of course, came from the Nachash HaKadmoni. He came from that same source of evil, that same Koach HaTumah. The only way Mordechai and Esther were able to wage a war, a successful war against his enemy of Haman, was through the secret weapon. The secret weapon that the Nachash couldn't touch. The Koach HaReach, the power of smell. The power of smell endured the tactics of the Nachash. It was ultimately that which dethroned Haman. The sense of smell earned its might by channeling sweet aromas to the neshama. It's a koach of neshama. That's what the reach is, a koach of neshama. That's why Mordechai and Esther compared to Hadas, they're compared to Mardror. That's what was used. They were empowered, Mordechai and Esther were empowered to recognize the importance of individuality, how unique Klal Yisrael is, the significance of distinctiveness being separate from the rest of the nations. Haman wanted to blur the lines. He wanted everybody to be the same. He didn't like this strange nation that spoke a different language and dressed differently. But Mordor and Hadas, Esther, Mordechai knew the importance of being unique. And that's why we say Dafka during Havdalah, to recognize our uniqueness. Hamabdu ben Kodesh Achol, ben Or L'Choshes, ben Shabbos, Sheshimei Shabbos. That's why we say in Havdalah, Yudim Haisa Or V'Simcha V'Sasim Yikar. Ever wonder why I use a Pasuk in Megillas Esther and Havdalah every Friday, Matzah Shabbos? Because the whole idea of Havdalah is separating between Shabbos and the rest of the week. Separating between Klal Yisrael and the rest of the nations. That's exactly what Mordechai and Hadassim were doing. And Esther were doing. Through the Koach HaReach, the Koach of the smell, the Koach of the Neshama, gave us the ability, empowered us, to separate from everybody else. And that's what Purim represents. How unique Klal Yisrael is, how we're not supposed to assimilate, how we're not supposed to be like the rest of the nations.